The Regional Red Cross representative, Françoise Le Goff, explained that the funding cycle for HIV/AIDS programs in Southern Africa normally should last until the end of next year.
However, we have not covered this budget yet, and the money we have will only last until January 2007. We need to bridge the gap, so we need to launch this appeal now.
She said 100,000 HIV victims aided by the Red Cross and its network of 200,000 volunteers in Southern Africa would be threatened by any shortfall of funds. The organization appealed for $300 million, its largest appeal ever, in order to expand its programs by four times during the next 5 years. The Red Cross Special Representative for HIV/AIDS, Mukesh Kapila, explained why the appeal was launched in Southern Africa.
We are here because this is the world capital of the worldwide epidemic of HIV and AIDS, and it isn't something to be proud of.
He noted that Southern Africa, which is home to less than 4% of the world's people, is burdened with one-third of the world's HIV victims, 12 million people. Each year, 1 million people die and 1 million new victims are infected. He added that the AIDS epidemic has lowered life expectancy to below 40 years in some countries and has orphaned nearly 5 million children. Officials say the epidemic has affected societies to such an extent that the Red Cross needs to expand its programs to entire communities. Such programs would include help for AIDS orphans, nutrition, water, and sanitation projects, and control of HIV-associated diseases like tuberculosis and malaria. The head of South Africa's Red Cross, Mandisa Kalako-Williams, noted that Southern Africa's Red Cross societies earlier this year made a commitment to scale up their efforts.
There is no greater priority for all the Red Cross societies in this region than responding to the great needs in our communities which are created by this disaster. A disaster as devastating as any other that the Red Cross responds to across the world.
Officials criticized the world community for failing to adequately address a pandemic that was predicted decades ago. They blamed what they called the broken promises partly on conditions imposed by donor institutions, poor delivery systems of local governments, and expensive bureaucracies among the numerous organizations that emerged to address the plague. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.